Welcome to Self-Hand Healing. This is Aratima. I'm presenting here a simple and ancient self-healing technique that you can do anytime and anywhere and doesn't really need anything other than your hands. You can even carry on a conversation while you're doing it and can keep your mind really relaxed and don't have to analyze, think, or try to figure things out. So it's really simple, very relaxing, but a very deeply healing and restorative to your body. I do suggest that you do this first by yourself while paying attention how you feel with, you know, not holding a conversation right away, and just so you know what's happening in your body. So really kind of getting a feel for it. The more you have your own direct experience with this, the more you will go to it when you have a health problem, trusting that it will work because you will have made some experiences with it. There are three ways to work with the fingers of your hand. A visual sketch goes along with this audio here below to make it easier for you to absorb the following information. You can look at the image first if you like, or you can just go along with this audio. Choose whatever learning style works best for you. I prefer if you just try it out without even knowing or studying about it. Just holding your fingers, massaging them in the following way that I'm going to explain in a moment. The following is based on Ayurveda and Chinese medicine, and you can find it in the Japanese Jin Shindo technique as well. There are some differences, but don't worry about it, as in essence, you will find everything in everything as the body is a hologram. And this is what I have used for many years to help organ healing and qi development. I was taught this long time before the internet existed, and I couldn't even look up what it was doing. So I was just taught, this is how you do it, and just, you know, you don't have to worry about it. It is very, very powerful. And the words that were given to me back then was that when I do this particular method, and I'm going to tell you, it creates thunder and lightning in the body. It causes an electrifying energy that brings transformation. So your hand has five fingers and that relate directly to your organs and specific parts of your body. So you don't, in essence, you don't need to know what each finger does. And like I said, you just try maybe out the following without knowing any further details. So there's three methods that you can do. And each one has a slightly different effect, but the effect is overlapping. Some are more energetic, some are more stimulating the qi, and others are causing this deep transformational energy, this thunder and lightning to happen. So let's start with the first one. The first one is where you very simply just hold your finger. Let's take your right hand and just wrap your right hand over your thumb. That's the first finger you hold. And you just hold it. That's all you do. You hold it almost like gently, softly. This is a very energetic method. And you can do this a minute to 3 minutes. And you remember, after 3 minutes, shifts happen in the body. And then you would go to the next finger, to the index finger, to the middle finger, to the ring, and to the little finger. And you just hold, close your eyes, and just relax. Now, the next method is where you again go back to your thumb, and you're going to hold your thumb and you're going to press and let go. You squeeze the thumb and you let go of the thumb. And you squeeze the thumb and you let go again. And you do this with each finger, and you do this a few times. And make sure that the squeezing and the letting go is kind of the same time. You might find that you let go a little too fast. Try to let go also and give that, go into a rhythm. Because what you're really doing is you're starting to pump the qi. And it's actually quite powerful. So you're going to do this with each finger. And of course, you do the holding and the pressing on both sides. Your left hand, your right hand, you go down to the other side. The third technique is where you do a strong massage. And you're going to also include your fingertips. And you're going to stroke the fingertips 21 times. Let me explain again. So again, if you're right-handed, you know, just start with your thumb. And you're going to rub around the thumb, the entire, the front, the sides, everywhere. And you're going to do this quite strongly, actually. So it is very strong. It will be very difficult in the beginning. You won't have the strength actually to go through the whole massage. And that's normal because that's the whole point. You're going to develop more power, more chi. So you massage and you massage and massage a good minute. Maybe start with a good minute. You know, all maybe even 90 seconds. You really rub everywhere. You will find some areas that are sore. You just kind of rub a bit more. You're also going to go in between the webbing. There's a very strong point right between the index and the thumb, right at the base where you kind of slide into the webbing right there where the bones start. And you just kind of almost put your thumb on the top and the index finger on the bottom. It's almost just squeezed together. It's a very strong point, releases a lot of energy. And you basically start massaging the webbing and you also pull the webbing out. It's like you pull, you squeeze and you pull all the webbing, squeeze and pull, and squeeze and pull out. You pull out and squeeze. Some of it can be very sore. And when it's sore, of course, you don't want to press too hard, but you keep kind of getting to that place where you're moving the chi and you're stimulating that area for healing. So you go from finger to finger and you massage. So this is something you can do while you're listening to some music or even have a conversation, or you're outside waiting for your food in a cafe, or you're just sitting on a bench, or you're watching a movie, you just massage your fingers. Now, once you've done one hand, you then, let's go back to the left hand again. Let's say go back to your thumb. And you're going to then hold your thumb, and with your right hand thumb, you're going to, on the inside of the hand, stroke the thumb very strongly. You press and you stroke it upwards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Then you move to the next finger, index finger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so forth. You're going to do this, each finger. It's going to be really hard. You probably won't have the strength to do this first. So you just shake your right hand out and then you just continue. Yeah. Just do your best in the beginning. Just start, take breaks in between and just kind of just get strong. It's very powerful. So this 21 stroking is causing transformation in the body. It causes cleanses. It causes things to rejuvenate and to really move very, very deeply. We do have the astral tubes. That means that the fingers are, imagine they continue. The tip of the finger continues. There is energy moving out. You've probably seen Kirlan photography where you can see the energy field. And it's almost like rays of energy coming out. These are astral channels. And we're cleansing the astral channels. We're opening them up. And this causes a tremendous amount of healing emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. So you do this whenever you like. If you do this on a daily basis, very powerful. Now the center, the palm, the middle of the palm is sort of your navel area. You have a big hand chakra there as well. So one of the things you can massage it for sure is part of your overall hand massage, you know, just massaging the fingers, but the whole hand, top and bottom, the webbing everywhere. You squeeze and you really rejuvenate your hands. You can take a stick. That was one of these games, you know, or fun things I did with my son when he was 3-4 years old. He would always find me the perfect stick at the beach. You need a stick that is kind of a little thicker, not too tiny, that you can take between your hands and roll. And it wants to be a stick that is doesn't have little rough edges. It has to be quite smooth. So when you take it between your hands, it's like making fire. You roll it back and forth and back and forth really fast, just back and forth. forth, back and forth, back and forth. You just rub it back and forth. I don't have a stick in my hand right now, but you would just rub it back and forth. And it causes your energy to spiral back and forth and back and forth and stimulates your overall energy. And as you know, the navel is a very powerful body point where all the chi, all the prana comes together. It's sort of an intersection and it opens it up and creates flow in that area. And so that's very good to also increase your energy. So now this is a healing method. It's very, very simple that you can do here and there massaging. You don't have to do it all in one sitting. Maybe you start and then you kind of finish in the afternoon or in the evening, whenever you like. And of course, there's no harm if you don't finish one hand. And this is just something that should be easy. Now, when you have an issue, any issue, you can go to using this very physical approach, because your body wants to be understood on all levels. You basically want to be understood on all levels, on the body level, on the psyche, and on the mental level. And you can do this without trying to figure out a problem. And sometimes is the main issue of healing is like, oh, what do I do? Analyzing, fixing, how do I do this? What will help? You just do a holistic approach that is completely harmless with this way. So let's go into the details of what these fingers represent. And let's start with the thumb. That's your spleen, stomach, and overall digestion. Also, any blood issues that include gum disease and teeth. It's your earth element, and it pushes against gravity. The spleen pushes against gravity and holds blood in the body. So it's, for example, excess menstruation, blood clotting issues, etc., bleeding. It balances the emotional worry. So spleen is your earth. Now, the index finger is your kidney, and along with the bladder and the skeletal system and the nerves. On the deeper level, the index finger also affects the teeth, as teeth are part of the bones. The index finger is governed by water and the emotion of fear. The middle finger is your liver and gallbladder, affecting eyes, governs wood and the emotion of anger. Governs your blood, affects your blood, but more in the sense of heat and toxicity. Then we come to my ring finger, that's your lung and colon, and also for deep skin issues. So anything around respiration, elimination issues can be addressed. The element here is metal, and when it's weak, it will bring grief and overall low energy. Now last finger is the little finger, that's your heart and small intestines. So anything about bloating, heart conditions, and especially the tip of the left finger is the seat of your heart's spirit, Shen in Chinese medicine. So emotional imbalances are nervousness, low self-esteem, depression, and in some way it also connects to the hormonal and nervous system. Element is fire. And of course your palm relates to the navel area, and you can hold it or massage it as well. So in essence, you got three methods, just holding very gently, just holding, relaxing, chi, just balancing in the body. It's very subtle. You can do a more stronger pressing, letting go, pressing, letting go, or even further, a strong massage with 21 fingertip strokes. So enjoy, and I wish you really wonderful, deep, good health. Thank you.